Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ricky's boys don't quit, and neither does NBC Sports Chicago's coverage. Download the My Teams app by NBC Sports and get your White Sox anytime, anywhere. Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/socks. Members FDIC.
White Sox! White Sox! Go! Go! White Sox!
The ball hit deep, way back! Deep to the field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark! You can't put it on the ball!
We got a chance for something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. Chuck Arfine here in Arizona, where history was made at Camelback Ranch over the weekend. An exclusive story, 215 years in the making, a notorious event, one of the darkest in U.S. history, was rewritten. And of all places, the White Sox clubhouse, thanks to two pitchers, Ryan Burr and Ian Hamilton. All right, so for those of you who don't remember much from your U.S. history classes, like me, I don't remember much of anything. Here's the backstory. In 1804, then U.S. Vice President Aaron Burr and former Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton held a famous duel in New Jersey. These two guys had a long and bitter rivalry that ended with Burr famously shooting Hamilton to his death. As you might know, the White Sox have two pitchers named Burr and Hamilton, like I mentioned. And Sunday, these two guys recreated this event, mending fences, settling differences, and becoming friends in a show of unity in front of the entire White Sox team. I'm talking players, coaches, trainers, front office, you name it, everybody. So Ryan and Ian have been linked together since becoming teammates at Winston-Salem in 2017. I mean, teammates named Burr and Hamilton, you can't make this stuff up. So they went out, bought some colonial-era costumes, and surprised the team by walking into their morning meeting dressed as Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, and they put together a skit. I'm guessing this was the very first acting performances of their lives. And after they recreated this pivotal scene in U.S. history, Ryan Burr and Ian Hamilton spoke to me about it with all the behind-the-scenes details. And we've got it for you right here on the White Sox Talk Podcast. All right, so I'm here with Ryan Burr, and who is to your left?
It's either Alex or Ian Hamilton, one or the other. Alex.
Right. So I'm here with Hamilton and Burr, and you guys have obviously been connected because of your last names, but what happened here today in the clubhouse?
Today we rewrote history. We went back in time and, revisited the duel and changed the outcome a little bit.
Change the outcome. So you did change history. So for those who don't know the story, who wants to tell the story of Hamilton and Burr? Okay, Burr.
You don't know it?
Neither one of them know it. Daryl Boston says neither of you know the story. What is the story of Ryan Burr?
So in short, Hamilton and Burr were political rivals somewhat, and Hamilton was, talking smack about him throughout his political career, and I think Aaron Burr eventually just had enough and said, you know what, let's do something in the streets of New Jersey, and came a duel, And he shot and killed Alexander Hamilton.
Not on the spot. I survived for a little bit.
You did survive. How long did you survive for?
Long enough to go to New York, and then I died.
How does it feel that you got the what was that?
I said thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah, you're on the your name is on the losing end of this battle.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We're here together now, yeah. So you know.
So you can just recreate it. You guys were dressed.
So, oh yeah. So we. We had costumes, and we looked apart. Yeah. So we went in and, kind of replayed what happened for everybody, just revisited the story, and then kind of changed how we ended the whole thing. And we ended up becoming friends and teammates and working together to, back up the country back then. And, the way we look at it now, it's more of, we're here for the team, and we're better when we're together than when we're fighting each other.
That's a really good lesson for this team. But I want to go back a second. You guys dressed up in uniforms. You could find on the internet an Alexander a Hamilton and Burr costume.
They were basically just like colonial era costumes. I'm not sure it was an absolute replica of Alexander Hamilton or Aaron Burr or whatever, but.
But there was a couple of white wigs. Is that what I saw there?
It was the Party City version of the closest we could find.
All right. And now, was there a script that you guys put together? What did you do?
Yeah, roughly. It was a rough script. More just a few talking points we needed to touch on, but nothing too serious. We kind of winged it a little bit.
And you did it in front of the whole team.
Oh, yeah, and some front office staff. Yeah. So it was fun. No, it was cool. We enjoyed it.
What was the reaction from the team?
It seemed like everybody was laughing while it was happening. After, everyone was dabbing us up, just high fives, and felt good. He was nervous. He was about to throw up before we were doing it. And I'm just telling him, hey, man, chill. But it all ended up good, and lots of laughs.
So you had nerves. Nerves?
100%. I was more nervous then than maybe I was in my major league debut. I hate talking in front of people. I don't know why. I don't know. It gets me sometimes, but no. It went well, and I'm glad it's over, I guess, a little bit. But no, it was fun. It was a good time.
All right. And did everyone seem to know, even the young guys, did they know the story of Hamilton and Burr?
Probably not. This is pretty much, ever since me and Burr got on the same team, that's the first time I ever heard about it. So when we were in Winston, and it's kind of just been following us ever since. So hopefully we just put it to rest right now for a little bit, but we'll see.
I think it's great that you can laugh at it and you can turn it into something positive, because everyone's been making light of this Hamilton Burr thing. You guys are teammates, and now you guys on your own decide, you know what, let's dress up as Hamilton and Burr.
Well, let's
and perform a skit.
I wouldn't say, it wasn't a brainchild of our own.
Oh, someone else made you do it.
They didn't make us, per se. They just hinted at, something that would be fun for the team and for the clubhouse. So there was a little bit of a gentle push towards, doing a skit. But, we had fun, and it's all that matters.
Can you share whose idea this was?
At this point, it came from the higher levels of this organization. So
that, so it wasn't not a player?
No. We'll leave it at that for now.
So it is a civilian front office member.
Could be. Could possibly be.
Could it be a coach?
Could possibly be a coach.
So it could be a coach. But we're going to stay anonymous with whose idea this was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
Will this ever get out, this information about whose idea this was?
I hope not. I hope there's no video cameras in there or recordings for both of our sake. But, yeah, I don't think we have an acting career ahead of us, either of us.
Well, how did Ian do?
He was good, man. He didn't even practice or anything. I was freaking out because he wouldn't practice with me. He's just like, no, dude, it'll be fine. We'll just go out there and wing it. And that's what we did, and it worked out, but it was fun.
Can you remember anything you said?
I just kind of walked out there and did a brief biographical, I don't even know the word. Went out, gave a quick biography of who Aaron Burr was, and quick little synopsis of the story. It's a good word for you, synopsis.
Did it end with you guys embracing?
Oh, yeah. We came together. It was all about unity at the end. So came together, and that's basically what the moral of the story was. Just come together. Don't fight each other. Come together.
All right. This was a great moment in United States history, I think, that happened here in the Sox clubhouse. Absolutely. Would you agree?
Yeah. Look for it on, you know, CNN, Fox News later, breaking news. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
All right. So a break from baseball with a little lesson in U.S. history. By the way, the musical Hamilton, which is about the life of Alexander Hamilton, not Ian Hamilton, is still playing in Chicago if you want to go see that musical. It's apparently really, really good. That's going to be a wrap for this unexpected edition of the White Sox Talk podcast. Didn't expect I'd be coming to work and putting this one together. My thanks to Ryan Burr and Ian Hamilton for sharing their inside, behind-the-scenes story about their very first acting jobs. And looking forward to see what they can do here in 2019 on the baseball field and not on stage. That's a wrap. Thanks, everyone, for listening, especially with my voice. I've lost my voice today. We are, as always, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Hawk Harrelson, take it away.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.